The UNHCR spokesperson in Geneva reports that the United Nations has located approximately 700,000 Rwandan refugees whose whereabouts have been in question for the last few weeks. This information comes from overflights by Western planes and from satellite photographs. The spokesperson says that based on these reports, they have located five separate large groups of refugees in different parts of eastern Zaire.
UN officials also said today they have reports that Zairean rebels continue to battle exiled Rwandan militias in eastern Zaire. It was the retreat of those militias from refugee camps along the border which allowed 500,000 Rwandans to go home this past week. The Hutu militias played an active role in the 1994 genocide in Rwanda before being driven into exile when Tutsi rebels came to power. Now some and perhaps many of those militiamen are among the refugees returning to Rwanda. NPR's Jennifer Ludden reports.
In the border town of Gisenyi, not far from the checkpoint where Rwanda's refugees filed home last weekend, a mini camp has now sprung up. This is where returnees who found their homes occupied have been told to sit and wait until the government orders the occupiers out. The camp is also a place for those who never left Rwanda to see who's come back. Françoise Mukakalisa hugs two old friends. She marvels at how much their children have grown during the past 2 years and listens with sympathy to their stories of hardship in the camps. Mukakalisa is an ethnic Tutsi whose parents and four of her brothers and sisters were killed by the Hutu militia known as the Interahamwe. Yet in this crowd of ethnic Hutus, she is thrilled to see old friends. In between the happy reunions, however, she's also scanning the crowd, looking for the young brothers who she says murdered her family. I would like to speak to them, she says, to ask if they really did it. Mukakalisa says she knows who killed her parents because her only surviving sister was hiding in the house at the time and watched. It's so difficult to understand, Mukakalisa says. They were our neighbors. It will turn out the young men are not in this camp. But at one point, Mukakalisa stiffens when she sees their mother. She saw me, she says, but she didn't want to look. The woman has quickly turned and ducked her head. She's sitting on a blue plastic tarp folding clothes, and Mukakalisa wonders if some of the dresses are her mother's. After the murders, she explains, the woman came over and looted her mother's belongings. Mukakalisa does not approach the woman, nor does she stop when, a few minutes later, she walks by one of the woman's sons, the younger brother to those who she says killed her family. Later, Mukakalisa says she heard the young man panic as she passed, heard him say to a friend, "That woman knows me. What if she turns me in? Where will I go?" Many refugees say they have seen members of the Interahamwe coming back with the returning mass of people, and many of the militiamen may be facing arrest. Rwanda's jails are already jammed with about 80,000 genocide suspects, many of whom are yet to be tried. Now, local governments will be drawing up lists of others accused of genocide from among those who've just returned from Zaire. Paul Nzimwita, the administrator in Gisenyi, says he'll use extensive testimony. When someone comes forward and says, "Hey, that person did such and such," Nzimwita says the security service will check it out and ask others. This means survivors of the genocide must decide whether to talk. Mukakalisa says she has friends who are afraid to do so, fearing revenge if they turn anyone in. She says one woman she knows is not only too frightened to accuse her husband's alleged killers, she worries about even seeing them and is thinking of moving to another part of the country. For her part, Mukakalisa says she will come forward. As an afternoon downpour hits, Mukakalisa drives up to her parents' home where the massacres took place. Inside, she walks through the house, explaining where the Interahamwe entered, how her parents fled from room to room, and where the killings finally took place. She then walks to a front window and points to a house across the street. It's the house of the people, she says, carried out the killings. And Mukakalisa assumes they'll soon move back in. If I run into them on the road, she says, and they say hello, I'm just going to say hello back and keep going. What else can I do? I'm Jennifer Ludden in Kigali.